Ukraine has accepted an offer to enter a ceasefire put forth by the Trump administration after Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud this week. Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable and accounts for their interests and their security, their ability to prosper as a nation, Secretary Rubio told reporters while standing next to National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Rubio said the offer will now be taken to the Russians. White House Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this week. And we hope that they'll say yes, Rubio said, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball is now in their court. And again, the president's objective here is number one, above everything else, he wants the war to end. And I think today, Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard. We hope the Russians will reciprocate, he continued. The ceasefire would be for 30 days, and the United States will lift a pause on military support for Ukraine, the State Department said in a statement. In a post on X, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country agreed to a 30-day full interim ceasefire, not only stopping missile, drone, and bomb attacks, not only in the Black Sea, but also along the entire front line. Zelensky said Ukraine has been seeking peace from the very first second of the war, and he wants to achieve that as soon as possible. The American side understands our arguments and considers our proposals. I am grateful to President Trump for the constructive conversation between our teams, Zelensky wrote. President Trump said he will be inviting Zelensky back to the White House less than 2 weeks after their tense exchange in the Oval Office.